Climate change and a lack of snow have set the stage for more wildfires in Wisconsin. It's Tuesday, April 15th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the race is underway to replace the outgoing chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, and new data shows seclusion and restraint practices are on the rise in Wisconsin schools. Stay with us.
Music with more.
Anyone can listen, because the more I've listened over the years, the more I want to hear, the more I want to know. And if a farmer's daughter from Walworth County can do that, anyone can do that.
Join Lori Skelton for Afternoon Classics, weekday afternoons on WPR Music.
Wisconsin saw a record number of fires in January and February this year. That's because of a lack of snow and because of climate change. As Daniel Koenig reports, that's all leading the state to see high fire danger.
Wisconsin averages more than 860 wildfires that burn around 1,800 acres each year. That's according to the State Department of Natural Resources. The agency's Jim Bernier told the Natural Resources Board that the state's 10-year average is trending up every year. He says changing climate conditions have fueled droughts. That's extending the fire season beyond spring.
These droughty conditions that we're experiencing, we're seeing these fire, staffing needs requirements occurring more and more all year round.
The state has seen more than 470 fires so far, double the average for this time of year. As fires trend upward, research shows the number of households potentially at risk has grown by a third since 1990 to almost 586,000 homes. Danielle Koenig, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Madison's city clerk, Marybeth Witzel Bale, has resigned. The departure comes 3 months after city officials announced that nearly 200 absentee ballots went uncounted during November's election. Those ballots would not have affected the outcome of any race or referendum. But members of Wisconsin's Elections Commission have been highly critical of the error, and they've questioned why it took the clerk weeks to notify the state about the problem. Last March, Madison's mayor placed Witzel Bale on paid administrative leave. Now that she's resigned, a city spokesperson says an internal investigation into her job performance has concluded. The spokesperson said a report on the investigation would be released to the public by the end of this month. It's been less than a week since Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler announced that he'll be stepping down. Rich Kramer reports the race to succeed him is already underway.
Three Democrats have launched campaigns to replace Wickler, who has been credited with transforming the state party and helping raise more than $200 million for candidates. La Crosse County Democratic Party Chair William Garcia made his announcement Monday. Garcia touted his experience organizing party volunteers at the county level.
Right now, it's all too top-down. It's too much coming down from the state party and not enough going up from the grassroots where it belongs.
Former Democratic Party of Wisconsin Executive Director Devin Remiker and Glendale Mayor Brian Kennedy are also running for Wickler's seat. The party chair will be elected at Democrats' state convention June 15th. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Milwaukee yesterday meeting with local business owners who've been affected by recent tariffs. That included craft brewers and restaurant owners who've already seen prices go up for things like imported wine, tap handles, and spare parts for certain brewing machines. Baldwin said she agreed that the U.S. government should address, quote, trade cheats.
You can go after that with a very targeted approach, whether that's a tariff or some other penalty. I think that's fair game to go after folks who are cheating.
But she contrasted that with what she called the Trump administration's policy.
But across the board with allies is just, in my mind, the wrong way to go about this.
President Donald Trump has maintained his universal 10% tariff on imports, arguing that trade imbalances are a national emergency. The number of times students are put into seclusion or restrained at school is on the rise. Corrine Hess has the details.
Numbers released Monday from the Department of Public Instruction show there were more than 6,000 instances of seclusion and more than 7,000 instances of physical restraint last school year. That's about a 15 and 16% increase. The state's youngest children and students with disabilities are disproportionately subjected to these practices, according to the data. State Superintendent Jill Underley called the increase alarming. She says more training is needed for educators and mental health support needs to be prioritized. Governor Tony Evers' proposed biennial budget includes more than $1 billion to increase the state reimbursement rate for special education funding. Underley says special education staffs are overwhelmed. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's seasonal moratorium on utility shutoffs ends today. Community organizers are planning a rally outside of We Energy's headquarters in Milwaukee. Kiva Guyden helped organize the rally to raise awareness about the shutoffs. She says it's hard for many to pay rising energy bills, and she believes shutoffs will just make the issue worse. State officials say customers who are behind on their bills should contact their utility about a payment plan or to apply for energy assistance, but those programs could face an uncertain future. Earlier this month, the federal government fired the entire staff administering the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. It was part of mass layoffs in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. State leaders say they don't yet know how those cuts will affect Wisconsin. And finally, quick check of weather for the day. Some snow in northern Wisconsin this morning and some rain in the rest of the state. Things should be clearing throughout the day today with high temperatures in the 40s and 50s, but it'll be pretty windy as well. Overnight, we'll see some widespread frost across the state with low temperatures down into the 20s. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Leave that rating and review. It really does help other people find the show. Plus, we love hearing back from you. We love your feedback. You can always send us an email as well at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.